Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock with Hunter.
Good morning.
Dude, everything all right?
I don't know. I can't really see anything. I got a bunch of flashlights in my pocket. What's going on?
So you were one of the many. And by the way, I finally got a chance to get this outage map up. And as of right now, there is over 3,200 people in the St. Joseph area. So around Langley Street, right there, and then also basically downtown St. Joe.
Yeah.
And Silver Beach, everything there. So from Wisconsin Avenue down to Port Street, with Main Street being right in the middle there, there's no power.
Who knew? The only thing you needed to take out the town of St. Joe is a tree.
A tree branch. Just gone, man. So I was heard it was supposed to be back on by 5:30 this morning. That's obviously not the case. They're working on it. A tree fell on a line.
Power line, transformer, maybe?
So it's just, it's rough right now. It's been out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as I know anything else, just know that they're working on it. If you're in that area, they're on the job. They're trying to get power back on.
House is freezing.
I bet, dude. That's the worst part about this time of year. Power goes out. Brrr, gets chilly real quick. We'll have to cuddle together.
It's all right. I got a heated blanket.
Damn it. Just sitting underneath there. Why won't this thing warm up?
It's cold.
This is ridiculous. I'm returning this back to the store. When we come back, we're going to talk about worst date stories. We got some good ones on Facebook. Yeah. I'm excited to hear some worst date stories. Stick around. Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. It's Brock and Sunner.
Good morning.
Kick that window open. I'm sweating my ass off.
Are you
cold?
No.
Oh, I'm hot.
Are you hot?
Granted, I'm wearing a sweatshirt. Fine. If you're cold, leave it. I don't want you to be cold.
No, I'm fine. God's sakes.
I'm warm over here.
Take your snow pants off.
They look so nice, though. It's 7:37. Today, we want to talk about your worst date stories. Yeah, date stories. You ever have a bad date?
You know, I think I have. The one that really comes to mind, I don't think I had too many.
No.
The one comes to mind was on my end, really.
What'd you do?
It was a first date. We were going out at night, and it was during the summer. It was during, like, summer break. I was definitely in high school. Thought, you know what? I'm going to go to the beach. I'm going to get so tan for this date. I'm going to feel so good. It's going to be great.
Pasty-ass Hunter.
Oh, my God, dude. I was out in the sun for like 8 hours.
Yeah.
And came back and like went and took a I couldn't even get in the shower. I was burnt so bad. So I go out on this first date just looking like a red lollipop, man. I go to pick her up. Her dad was cool, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, damn. He goes. Would you go bobbing for French fries? I started dying. Like, all right, thank you for not, being that kind of a dad.
Yeah, yeah, you know? That's fantastic.
But yeah, it was.
Maybe that girl will call in and be like, "I went out on this date with this guy. He was beet red.
Beet red. I don't know if he's embarrassed the whole time, but yeah, it was bad, man.
That's fantastic. Mm. That's fantastic. So, most of my dates ended well, if you know what I mean. but I don't think, because I never really picked any girls that I think would have been a bad date.
Right.
Never really had anything go wrong. I will say there was one date that stands out, and I'll never forget this. I took this girl out, man. She was so hot. She worked at the Culver's in Cross Plains, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, that nice, cute little Culver's hat.
It's just, you know, so I was in high school. Dude, she was just... she was so hot. Back in high school, I'm like, I got to date that Culver's chick. So I asked her out one time.
You're just trying to get free Culver's
out
of it.
That's all I wanted. I wanted that that Butterburger.
Oh, God.
But we went out, right? Mm-hmm. And here's the problem. This young lady knew she was attractive from a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone loved her. And the attitude showed. Mm-hmm. Her personality was garbage. And we went out. All she did was complain the whole time, mm-hmm. just was talking back to my buddies, like just being a grade A bitch, right? Like
back before we had phones,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Yeah. So I finally just had enough. We were sitting on a bench on Main Street, downtown Mount Horeb, and I was like, "All right, you know what? Get in the car, I'm taking you home." Like, I'm done. She's like, "What?" I'm like, "You've just been a nightmare." She was. Like, the food wasn't good enough. What we were doing was stupid. I was just like, "I'm taking you home."
That's it. You threw your hands up.
I slapped the bench. I'm like, "All right, that's it. We're going home."
When you dropped her off, did she say anything or did she just hop out?
No, she just hopped out.
Yeah.
She just hopped out.
Damn, one of those.
I was like, "Whoa, lady."
Yeah. She knows she could, yeah, tomorrow I could just get another guy.
Whatever, yeah. You know? Oh, she missed out.
All right.
She missed out on a radio DJ. Watch out. You know what, Hunter? 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Worst date stories. We got some great ones on Facebook. We want to hear from you as well. We'll be back. Rock 107 WIRX and Sprockets, Hunter.
Good morning.
Good morning, buddy.
Talking about first dates?
Just terrible dates in general.
Just terrible dates?
A lot of first dates go poorly. Right. You're meeting someone for the first time. Now, here's what's, I think, interesting about this day and age is blind dates, I think, are more of a thing of the past. And I mean that
there's really no such thing as a blind date anymore.
I think because you can get to know someone very well over the internet and everything. I remember in high school literally meeting someone for the first time and going on a date.
Right.
Like friends of friends or whatever. And even in college is the same thing. We didn't have all the, you know, all these ways. Like in Tinder, you can at least talk to someone, kind of feel them out a little bit.
Blind date. Did you ever get a hot blind date?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I got a couple of really hot blind dates. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
I was going to say that just never happened.
Yeah. No, I had a couple really good
blind
dates.
Usually blind dates were blind for a reason.
All of our buddies, we had kind of an honor system. It's like, don't set your friend up, you know, with the troll. Even though she's got a great personality, come on now, we got rules here. Right. No, I had some very good blind dates.
You think Benny had a terrible date? No, he's got to go on a date. He's got to go on a date to get a terrible date.
Yeah, he's just...
We tried to set him up.
You know, I'm looking out more for his Johnson than he is, for God's sakes. I'm trying to live vicariously through that, and it's making me sad, Hunter.
Poor kid.
It's making me sad.
Right, come on.
Speaking of Benny, I believe Carly Ann, is that his cousin? Carly Ann?
It might be.
Anyway, she had a pretty funny one. Long story short, the guy she went out with talked to her in baby talk the whole time. He called chicken fingers chin fingers.
Chin fingers.
So he talked baby talk the whole time.
Oh God.
They didn't have his chin fingers at the restaurant, so he got barbecue wings. He slurped those down, like cracked them over.
Oh God.
Then let's see. After that, on the ride home, he flossed his teeth while they were driving.
Oh
jeez. Tucked the piece of floss in his door. Then he took me to Menards to get dog food.
What?
You know, he's trying to show her that he's caring. He has a pet. Then he ran into a door, an automatic door, and then he called ice cream Ice Queams.
Ice Queams?
That sounds like a pretty terrible thing.
Yeah, this is a baby talk thing. Come on, man.
Baby talk. You're a man.
You're not going to get anywhere with that.
Yeah. So that's very terrible. That's very terrible.
It'd be like somebody like doing the British talk all night.
Have you ever faked an accent before?
When I was younger, yeah, definitely. It wasn't on a date. It was more of just like meeting people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, can't remember what I was impersonating.
I love.
Man of many voices, Brock. I can't remember which one it was.
You should do Kermit the Frog next time.
Right.
Next time.
Are you really
I like that. Ryan said, I was on a first date with a chick I met at a bar in California. She was cool when we first met. About a half hour into our date, she starts bringing up politics and arguing with me over stupid stuff. My wife and I don't talk politics.
Right, leave it out.
Leave it. There's no reason to talk politics with someone you're trying to sleep with.
You're not going to get anywhere, and you're not going to prove a point. You're not going to change their opinion on anything. Just leave it alone.
Exactly. Honestly, I've been with Kiki now for 7 years. We've talked politics once. You know why? Because when we did not end well. And I was like, we're never doing that again, ever. I don't. You do what you do. I'll do what I do. It's fine. Let's see. Also, Ryan said that she ordered the most expensive steak, drinks, and desserts. Oh, no. He ordered all this expensive stuff, and then he skipped out on her, left her with the bill.
Man. That's savage.
That is savage. That is savage. We want to hear some more horrible first dates or horrible date stories when we come back. Give us a call. Otherwise, comment on Facebook. We'll be back. Rock 107 WIRX. It's Brock. It's Hunter.
Right.
757, talking about your worst date stories. Like I said, I've been pretty fortunate. I've only had really one, maybe two less than stellar dates.
I just thought of another one.
Yeah, did you have one?
I did. Seventh grade. Let me tell you this one real quick.
That doesn't count. That's not a date.
It is a date. It was a date. We once saw Titanic.
Oh,
it was a date.
It was
a long-ass movie, too.
Yeah, that is.
Really nervous. Never kissed a girl.
You did get to see some boobs that night.
I did.
You know?
Talk about awkward. So this chick that I was with, it's like towards the end of the movie. Titanic's long. It's like 3.5 hours long.
Yeah.
So I like lean over, finally, dude. I get the vibe, like, you know, she's like, finally kiss me or something. So I lean over to do it. I completely miss, dude, and just kiss her right on the bridge of the nose. She looks over at me like, you've never kissed anybody before, have you?
No.
No, that's how you do it.
That's how you do it.
I'm just so advanced at kissing.
Maybe if your nose wasn't so big.
Big nose, I'm telling you.
Right.
Just ruined
Talk
it.
About embarrassing.
That's tough.
That's two for me. That's on my end.
I don't know. I was a smooth operator, man.
I guess.
I didn't have any issues.
Man, you had an older brother. I didn't get to learn from an older brother.
No, I taught my older brother more.
Really?
No, not really. But
what?
925-WIRX, 925-9479. What are some of your worst date stories? WIRX, hello.
Morning, kids. I got a bad date for you.
Yeah, what do you got?
It'll put you rookies to shame, so check it out. Dinner in a movie, sounds easy enough. Yada, yada, dinner goes fine. Get to the movies, goes fine. Stand up, movie's over, walk into the aisle. You know those little lights that hang on the aisles kind of light your way?
Yeah.
Well, I'm walking down the aisle. Boom, jacked it with my head, ripped the light off the wall. And as I do it, I hear a group of guys to my right in unison go, ooh. So, yeah, dude, it was embarrassment. It was pain, all rolled up into one nice little nugget for a date.
Oh, man.
No.
Fantastic.
Yeah, never heard from her again.
Ah. Oh, no.
What a shallow.
Real bad.
Oh, well, I hope you bounce back from it. And just remember to duck when you're in the movie theater, okay?
Oh, believe me, I let her go first from now on. No way. Yes. Not doing it again.
Oh, love it. All right, thanks for the call, bud.
Later, guys. But,
yeah, let her lead the way. Right. After you. And then you look like a gentleman, too.
That's very true.
Yeah, after you, lady.
Especially
wham!
Especially if you're a taller fella.
Yeah. See, I never have to worry about that. No. I can run through a movie theater. Nothing.
Have you hit your head on anything?
No, never. Not once in my life. It's fantastic. Perfectly smooth head. Never ran into anything. You know what, Hunter? I'm glad your dates went bad. You bastard. Rock 106.